WBAI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the highway.
Except for the bread which he ate. Now, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. May God bless the reader here of his divine word. To share with us, the Lord was with Joseph. That's key. The Lord was with Joseph. Joseph is 17 years old. He's young. And I need the young people this morning to know that the Lord is with you. He has promised never to leave us alone nor forsaken us. Now, Joseph's problem did not start in the pit. They was manifest in the pit. They didn't start in Egypt. They were just manifest. But Joseph's problem started at home. For Joseph was Jacob's son of his old age. And the Bible said that he loved him more than he did his other children. He even showed favoritism towards Joseph, gave him a coat of many colors. It was a symbol of authority, of position, of prestige. And he had him overruling his brothers who were older than him. And one occasion he brought back a bad report on his brothers. Jacob caused these problems because he loved Joseph, who was by his wife Rachel, who he loved dearly, and of his old age, and she was barren for a long time before she had any children. So now he's proud. Old man with his child by the woman he loved, worked 14 years for. He's proud. But it didn't go well with the rest of the family because the Bible says that they hated him. Three times the Bible says that his brothers hated him. Then Joseph had a dream. He had a dream. That in the dream was that his brothers and his father would be under him, that they would bow before him. And the Bible says that they hated him even more then. There are some things, my brothers and my sister, you may not want to share with anybody. Because people don't really want you to be blessed. And if you got some ideas, and they can be great ideas, but there is somebody that don't want that idea to come forward. So there's some things that you just might need to just hold on to and cherish and not share it with nobody. So Joseph has this dream. So his daddy says, now, go out and check on your brothers. Goes out to check on his brothers. Found them, and they said, well, here come that dreamer now. They still upset. Envy. Jealousy. And you know, I don't know if it's been in the church all the time, but I have not seen so much envy and jealousy as I encounter now. And I'm not talking about lay people, I'm talking about preachers. It's so much envy and jealous of each other. Whatever God has blessed you with, he just bless you. Ain't no big deal. You'll get blessed. do what he say. I don't have to get mad with you because it looks like God's blessing you. I may want to hook up with you and see what I need to do to get blessed too. But get mad. Go after you. But anyway, that's another text. But Joseph. God has a plan for Joseph's life. Children, God has a plan for each one of you. He has not created you to be disobedient. He has not created you not to do your best in school. He has not created you to talk back to your parents or talk back to the teacher. He has not created you for that. But he's created you to be humble and obedient. And you don't know it all. You know some, but you don't know it all. None of us know it all. And you have to learn how to listen to your parents and listen to the teacher. Now, that incident that happened a few days ago, North Carolina, South Carolina, that could have been avoided if that child, now the cop was wrong how he handled it, but if the child had done what the teacher said do, that's it. He said put the phone down. If she had put the phone down, that would have been the end of the case. But she decided to keep it anyhow and talk on whatever she was doing with it. That created a greater problem because of disobedience. And some want to fault the teacher, but the teacher probably didn't put a hand on her because then he'd have been in trouble. The parents would have come jumping on him. So all I'm saying is that you need to stay focused on the purpose that God has given you in your life. Joseph had great morality, great integrity, great faith in God at an early age. Here now, I said God had a plan for him. And at the end of Genesis, you find he says to his brother, what you meant for evil, God meant for good, that I might save a nation. They came to Egypt, it was 70 of them, his family. But when they left, it was a million plus. And because of the fact of Joseph being positioned by God in Egypt, they were saved. And you need to understand that God is with you. He's with you to accomplish his plan. He's with you to get through whatever problems or troubles that you are encountering now. He's with you to bless you. He's with you to bring you to the next level if you let him. Now, God has positioned Joseph in Egypt in Potiphar's house. And he's a man of authority because he's a god, captain of the god. And he's the one that guards, he's over the guards that's guarding Pharaoh. He has access to the big house. He has access to the dignitaries. What better place for Joseph to be? And God had already started training Joseph at his daddy's house, being an overseer over his brothers. So he has a knowledge of how to handle men under his authority. Not how to handle the books on his thought. And so and so God had positioned him here. Now sometime when you in trouble, it might be that God had placed you in that position, that he might build you up, that he might mature you, that he might bless you even greater. But sometimes we get all out of shape. And it might be that God had placed me in this position, that he can do a greater work in me and through me. You notice Joseph, he never gets angry, never blame anybody. But the fact God had positioned him in Potiphar's house, he has a plan for Joseph. Now, Joseph don't know none of this. Joseph don't know why he's here. He has no inkling why he's going through what he's going through. He know one thing, he have done anything to cause it. He went to his brothers because his daddy told. He didn't go on his own. He was following orders. And when you are following God's order, God will place you somewhere that you hadn't planned to go. And when you get there, they'll get upset with you because you are there. But you just following your father's order. Position him. Not only that, but God promotes him and his master saw that the Lord was with him. People can see you and discern whether the Spirit of God is in you. By the way you talk, your countenance, your action, your words. You don't have to wear a cross. There's nothing wrong with that, what you want to do. You don't have to have a big Bible. And you don't have to greet everybody, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hey, praise the Lord. If you do, that's okay. Got no problem with that. But I'm not always in that mode. You might be. I'm not always in that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise God. And I do thank him, and I do praise him. But my conscience changes. Now, y'all may stay the same. I'm not talking to you this morning. But there are times when I'm like a computer. I'm in downtime. I don't stay there, but I have downtime. You may not have that. You know how the computer shut them down so they can reboot, you know. Cell phone, you know, it carry on, you know, you can't get your call through or whatever. You shut it down, then it reboot. Well, see, God shut me down from time to time so I can reboot. Or rather, he can reboot me, you know. Get a fresh start, you know. And so here he saw the Lord was with Joseph. And it blows my mind to say he was a successful man. The only way you can be successful is that God is with you. And you are working out God's plan. Now man say you're successful if you're driving a big car. He say you're successful if you're wearing fine clothes. Yeah, right. He say you're successful if you're living in a big fine home. He say you're successful if you got $2 or $3 in your pocket. That's what man see as success. But God does not see that as success. God sees success as those that are obedient to his word, as those that are walking worthy of his calling. You are successful. Amen. Joseph is a slave, but yet the word says, verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful, a prosperous man, and it was in the house of his master. How in the world a slave going to be successful? He was successful. He was a slave, but he was successful. George Washington Carver was a slave, but he was successful. He hid away in the bottom of the big house. He was thin and nervous looking like, and so they had him in the big house. They didn't have him in the field. And he borrowed books and read. And he's part of the group that started Tuskegee Institute and pioneered over 300 products out of a peanut. Revolutionized peanut growing, sweet potatoes. But yet he was a slave. Successful because the Lord was with George Washington Carver. Like he was with Joseph, and the Lord is with you, Manali. And the Lord will position you to be blessed. He will promote you to be blessed. He's the one do the promoting. What I like about when God do the promote, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to cut no deals. You don't have to smile when you want to frown. You ain't got to, you know, whatever word we say, you don't have to do none of that. Just trust God, and God will promote you. That's all you got to do. In his own time, in his own way. He positioned him. He promoted him. In verse 3, he said, and the master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Other words, like old folks used to say, everything Joseph touched turned to gold. He was blessed. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him, and he made him overseer of his house and all that he had and put under his authority. He saw God was blessing him. Potiphar did. He saw God. He saw that everything was happening in his home wasn't because of him, but it was because of Joseph. The Lord blessed Potiphar's house because of Joseph. And all I'm saying to you, that the Lord could bless your house because of somebody in your house. Yeah. If you have favor with God. Yeah. God is with you. Yeah. Others can be blessed in the household, if the Lord is with you. Your children can be blessed if the Lord is with you. That's why we need to take time with our children and pray with them. Pray for them. And read the script. Have them to read the script every night before they go to bed. Say their prayers before they go to bed. Get up in the morning and pray before they leave. Get them in a habit of praying and reading God's word. You are training up the child in the way he ought to go. But they're not going to do it if you don't do it with them. And it's going to work because the word will not come back void. The word will not come back void. But Joseph is positioned in the right place. He's promoted. And it says from that time on, he made him overseer of the house and all that he had. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So in other words, he had a farm, you could say. The farm was blessed. The crops was growing. He had so much crops that he didn't know what to do with them. All because of Joseph, and it happened because the Lord was with Joseph. So since God does not change, the same thing can happen with us, my darling, if the Lord is with you. And you know, I should be the last one to say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. We have to be mindful how we speak to children. We have to be mindful how we speak to children. Human too. You don't want nobody hollering at you. Because sometimes I can't even speak to some of y'all. I ask you something, you get all upset. And I ask you the nicest way I know how to ask you, you still get upset. What about a child? And you saying it loud and boisterous, or what have you? We have to be mindful how we speak to each other. We do. Because some folks can't stand nothing. The least little thing, they just blow. So you have to be careful how you say it. You have to say it real kind and whatever. And even then, you might get one of them looks. But that comes from a lack of maturity. As you mature in the Lord, you ought to be able to take a little more. Now, that's some stuff now that I laugh at now that a few years back, you know, it'd have been on. I laugh now, Mama, but a little while ago, it'd have been on. And that's something now, you know, you got to be careful with me. It'll be on now, too. I ain't going to lie to you. Now you treat me now. I ain't gonna lie to you. I get unwind. When you disrespect me or my family, you done did it. Now you say I'm a preacher, say whatever you want, but you done did it then. When you mess with my family, you mess, huh? Here come Willie Dunkley. Not Reverend Dunkley, but Willie Dunkley. Now, that ain't right now, but the Lord ain't through with me yet. That ain't right now. Please, just keep praying for me. That ain't right. I'm just being honest. Well, being human, thank you. I'm just being honest. Now, y'all may not have that problem, but you pray for me, though, because your pastor got that problem. But it ain't as bad as it used to be, though, but it's still there. All I'm saying here is that we find none of this in Joseph. He's not upset with his brothers. He's not upset with nobody. Ain't digging no ditches. Ain't trying to get back at nobody. Because the Lord is with Joseph, and Joseph's focus is on God. Not his problem. Not his situation. Not the trials he's going through. But his eyes are on God. And God blesses him. And you know, when God bless you, he had a plan for his life. He protected him. He promoted him.
provided for him. But then, you know, when you're doing well, the devil will get on your track. Them bloodhounds will get behind you. Bible says he was handsome. Kind of looked like me. He was handsome. Now, wait now. Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. So he kind of looked like me, Brother Abilene. Devil, handsome and devoneered, Mother. You got your picture? Do you feel me now? Solomon's wife couldn't stand it. She started begging. Now, sexual harassment, it didn't just start yesterday. It's been going on a long time. He's done a great job. Can you see my point? When you're doing a great job for the Lord, all of a sudden the devil will show up. But he stayed focused. He said no. No. Ain't nobody in this house but me and you. And he's 17. He was a man just like me and the men today now. Young boy. See, this is it here. This is your last chance. I'm going to just, you know, bring you. She grabbed him, per se, and he ran. And left the cloak. Some stuff you ain't got time to be praying about. You got to run. Some stuff you ain't got time to be talking about. Get behind me, Satan. You got to. There's a time for praying, but there's a time for running. Paul say, flee. One man, Mara, flee. Run as fast as you can. Away, not to. He ran. An old man come in and said, that Hebrew you brought in this house. Tried to attack me. I got the cloak to prove it. He's upset. Puts him out. He wound up in prison. All God's plan. He's been in the pit. He's been in the pastures. He's been in the pit. He's been in Potiphar's house. But God is still with him. Now he's in prison. And God promotes him in prison. He becomes the captain. Still got a high position. God is working on him, preparing him to be second in command in Egypt, a Hebrew. God is preparing you, young people, to be the best. I see presidents out there. I see doctors. I see lawyers. I see pediatricians. I see all of that in those young faces. Accountants. I see cooks. Well, they don't call them cooks. Then they call them what now? Chef, culinary. I see that. Yeah, I see that. In the faces. Pro basketball, softball. I see preachers, excuse me, ministers. That's in our midst. But we got to train them up, and we got to let them know that God has a plan for their life, and God will promote them, position them, and protect them. Well, got two prisoners here now. Done had a dream. So, Joseph interprets that dream. One, you're going to die. The other one, you're going to be all right. But you're going to die. So, then Joseph said, now, when things are going well, butler, remember me. When things are going well, remember. He got back in the big house. He forgot all about Joseph. Till Pharaoh had a dream. And nobody could interpreted. All the sea sails had come and they were unable to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And so finally he decided, oh yeah, I know somebody. Joseph. He can interpret. He did it for me. So Pharaoh sends for Joseph and gives him the dream. And he said, well, now there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. He said, but I tell you what we do. If we put up from here on out, we'll have plenty when the famine comes. And he did exactly what Joseph said. and he became second in command. Do you see what God is doing? Through all of those trials, in the pit, and God protected him in the pit because the Bible say it was empty of no water. That's what would catch the water. Citrus, they call it. But it was empty. God had allowed it to be empty because God knew he was going to be thrown in there. Potiphar's house, he protected him. In prison, he protected him and promoted him. Here now, he's at Pharaoh's. He protects him. And the famine comes. And his brothers make their way. They didn't know who they was talking to. They didn't know. Joseph had fun with them. But at the end, he told them who he was, what have you. They made amends or what have you. But they were saying, we just want to be your servant. And they got the choice of land, the 70 of them, because the Lord was with Joseph. Pharaoh said, give them the best, because the Lord was with Joseph. And everywhere Joseph went, the people saw that the Lord was with him, because he wasn't angry. See, trouble do one or two things, to make you bitter or make you better. And sometimes we're allowed to make us bitter than to make us better. But he tells them at the end, said, no, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. That I may save a nation. 70 came to Egypt. 1 million plus left Egypt. All because the Lord was with Joseph. And he allowed the Lord to use him in his service. God has a plan for everybody in this church. He has given each one of us a purpose. And you're the only one that can keep you from fulfilling God's purpose in your life. Nobody else can keep you from fulfilling God's purpose in your life. I'm not going to say you won't run into some obstacles, no hindrance. But God will protect you even in that and bring you through to fulfill the purpose he has placed in your heart. And you may run into all kinds of things as Joseph did. But thank be to Jesus that died on Calvary's Hill. He went through a lot to save us. He went through a lot. They abused him. They misused him. They call him the devil, Beelzebub. He took it all. Didn't say a mumbling word. Crucified an innocent man. Let a guilty man go free. It was God's plan for Jesus to give his life a ransom for us. He without sin took our sin at Calvary. Died in your place, in my place. Died for all of our sins. Buried him. But early Sunday morning, he got up. All power in heaven and earth in his hands. And that same Jesus is available to you this morning to help you. And remember this, when the Lord is with you, he has a plan that he wants you to fulfill in your life. He will position you to fulfill. He will protect you, and he will promote you. You won't have to say a word. He'll promote you. I've said you told this story 100 times.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's gonna be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast featuring the